Yeah, this is your chance. This is your chance to fill the shoes.
Yeah, I will take his place. No. I can't. Who never sing Whitney Houston after three drinks and say I will always love you to somebody that didn't know, right?
or just like I'm every woman even though I'm a man. Welcome to Not Another Podcast, where I navigate life with the help of some friends. I'm Billy, glad to have you along. In this episode, I'm joined by singer Charlie, or on Instagram, at CharlieMusicOff. We had a really good conversation where she takes me through the soundtrack to her life. She chooses five artists that have inspired her and shaped how she makes music today. Really good conversation. I look forward to sharing it with you all. I hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. I've been on a bit of a motivational hype the last week or so. Started the week with the great news that we've reached 1,000 followers on the Instagram page, which, considering I started this 3 months ago, I didn't think I'd be anywhere near this by this point. So a huge, huge, huge thank you to everyone who's listened, everyone who's interacted with the posts, the content. Hugely appreciative. Long may it continue. Even those who listened once and thought this is shit, I don't want to hear this again, thank you. And after that, I've been back on the coaching field doing our evening sessions, really motivated to try and kick on and make that the best it can be. I know times are uncertain at the moment and work is uncertain for a lot of people, but I really want to try and kick on and make the most of this time, because it's been so long since we've been back coaching, and I'd like to just, yeah, really enjoy it while I can. But it's been good fun. In terms of future episodes, the next few episodes, I'm going to be back on my jack, on my solo, on my Sweeney Todd. We're going to be back on my own. I've got a few ideas for episodes coming up in the next few weeks, like the soundtrack to my life, potentially my top five albums ever, potentially my top five or top 10 artists, top 10 singles. Could be, we'll go through them all. I'll milk my top 10, top five list as much as I can, but I'll try and make it as interesting as possible. But without further ado, we'll get going with the episode with Charlie. If you want to check out the Instagram page, content is, if I do say so myself, it's getting decent. At notanotherpodcast_, you can find everything there. You can find the links there to wherever you want to listen to the podcasts, Twitter pages, Facebook pages. All the links are going to be through the Instagram account, so go and find it, go have a look. Trying to make it as pretty as possible. That's what I call the page, pretty. Let me know what you think, but anyway, waffle, let's get on with the episode. I'll catch you on the other side in a bit. Right, here we are. A new guest today, and I'm really looking forward to this one. This is somebody who I've listened to only recently. I only recently discovered them, and from the music I've heard of them so far, I really, really enjoyed it. And it's been really good to be able to chat with them and learn a bit more about them, and then now to get them on the podcast is going to be a good one. So before we get going, in terms of their music, you can find the latest singles Number 2 and Lovey Dovey on Spotify, Apple Music, all your streaming platforms. I thoroughly recommend it. But without further ado, here's my guest, Charlie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Very good, thank you, very good. So Charlie's kindly joining us to take us through the soundtrack to her life. She's given me a list of five artists that mean a lot to her in terms of her influences and things like that. My job now is to pick her brains a little bit and find out a little bit more about her. So, but Charlie, big question to start with. How's it feel to be a guest on Not Another Podcast?
It feels amazing. I'm really thankful, actually. Thank you so much for that podcast. And I'm really happy that you like my music, though. And I hope that everybody will love it in London or whatever you are, actually, guys. And yeah, I feel super amazing. What about you?
Awesome. You'll hopefully create your English audience, your fan club.
Yeah, I would love to.
But yeah, looking forward to this one. In terms of your list, I found it really interesting. Without giving any names away as of yet, I found it really interesting because it's quite diverse.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different artists, some that I hadn't listened to for years. I've gone back to, I've gone, oh wow, I've forgotten about this song and this song.
No way. Okay.
But I tell you what we'll do is we'll start off with the first artist you list down, and I'll let you go off and explain who it is. The artist number one.
Oh, so Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, do you know Fleetwood Mac or not?
Yep, I know Fleetwood Mac.
Actually, it's a British group from 1960s or something like that. I don't quite know the year, sorry guys. yeah, it's like kind of rock, pop rock groups that I know for like almost like 5 or 10 years now. And yeah, I really love this group because actually I learned a lot about my music because of their music. I think it's really important to just be related to group too, because I think that those kind of group can help you, even if it was kind of old, if we can say that. It helped me to be in my era in a certain way and to understand where I'm from, because I really love rock song before I begin pop, and it helped me in a way to just be who I am, like a pop singer, but who actually really love rock song and rock sounds too. So like,
And it's important to have that influences, especially as Fleetwood Mac will have influenced a lot of artists around today.
Yeah,
and to go back and check them out and to take inspiration from them shows kind of how great they were. In terms of their work, in terms of their songs and their albums, is there any in particular that really stick with you the most?
Yeah, actually they have one song, it's Dream. I think that everybody knows that song.
It's great,
like,
song.
For me, like, really a song that hits me when I was younger, because I begin to just do my shows when I was on bar in Paris and in London, actually. To just begin to be a singer, and I didn't quite know what kind of song would I wanted to play and to sing, and I don't know, like, Dream was one of my favorite songs at that time, and I did it for like 1,000 times, like, really. I remember I annoyed all my friends at that time, like, I was totally into that song, so like, it's really, yeah, I love that song. Really
awesome. And it's good that it takes you back to that time where you're really almost starting to build your career. And
exactly. That moment when you're like, okay, let's do it. We don't have any money. We have to do something. Just sing, Shasha, okay? Let's do it. Exactly that moment.
That's it. Awesome. And it's quite a good title of a song for it as well, in terms of dreams. Starting in the kind of following your dreams, I guess.
True. I didn't even thought about that. Maybe it was a sign. Maybe.
There you go. You can take that from now on. When you talk to people about this song, you can go, yeah, just following my dreams with dreams.
Thank you so much. I will take that.
In terms of their other songs, like, for me, I've not gone... I know Fleetwood Mac, and they're really big in terms of in the UK. And I guess worldwide, really. But for me, I only know the songs of theirs that are like that were really popular. Like, for me, Dreams, Go Your Own Way, Don't Stop. They're the ones that are the ones I know, and the ones I remember from like growing up and things like that.
Do you know The Chain, right?
Pardon?
Do you know The Chain? the song, The Chain?
I think so. It's one that the name doesn't ring a bell. I think I'll have to check it out, though.
Oh, yeah, check it out. Like, it's an amazing song. Really famous, actually, like, but really, really beautiful song, too. So, go check it out.
I'll check it out and I'll let you know what I think of it.
Okay, perfect.
Right, Fleetwood Mac, great start.
Yeah, love it.
Now, on to your second one. I'll let you explain who your second one is, and then we'll elaborate from there.
Okay, I don't have my list under my eyes, but like I thought it was Anastasia, right?
Yes, Anastasia. Oh.
Okay, that's obvious to me because I was 8 years old when I began to hear music that I loved. And Anastasia, oh my God, she rocked. Like, she was like so beautiful to me when I just began to see her work and just to hear what she, like, her beautiful rocky voice. Like, I always was intrigued by those girls who have that rocky, really strong voice. I always wanted to be like them, right? Like, when I heard I'm Out of Love, I don't know if you remember. Right? I know, it's like a song that I love. Like, oh my God, she was so sexy, by the way. We can't deny that she's so sexy. And when she sings, that's something like that, really strong and powerful. Like it's weird to say that, but like for me, it was the first time that I saw a real woman singing. Like, I never saw somebody sing. Like, that was super powerful to just embrace the fact that she has that rocky, super weird voice.
Not really quite powerful voice, like you said.
Yeah, not like I used to just hear at the beginning, because in my childhood, I was not that girl who wanted to just, you know, experiment music or just to find music by myself. And when I heard her voice, that was like amazing to me. I was like, oh my God, actually, we can be really different and be like a super, super amazing singer. So like, yeah, Anastasia for me. She definitely rock.
Yeah, I really like her. Yeah, in terms of Anastasia, that really takes me back to my childhood, because I remember my older sister used to love Anastasia. Songs like I'm Out of Love, Left Outside Alone,
Sick and Tired.
Great songs. And perfect. it takes me just back to my childhood, and just remember, she was big around, like, it must have been like the early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly. It just takes
me back to that kind of era of music. I love that era of music. We're going to take a moment to step away from the episode just so I can talk to you about Anchor and how it is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. Firstly, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So I do this all on my phone and it makes life so much easier. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So if, like myself, you've only got your mum and your nan listening, you can still maybe potentially earn a bit of pocket money. And lastly, it's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into it. Great first two. Really like Anastasia, really like Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you, sir.
But what we'll do is, before we get onto the last three,
okay, tell me.
I just want to learn a little bit more about you, kind of your, a little bit, only like, I'm not going to go too extensively and ask and be too deep or whatever, just a little bit about you in terms of where you kind of, because from what I've read, done a bit of research, you live in LA now, but you've not always lived in LA.
No, actually it's been not that long that I'm in LA. I was in Paris and in France. I'm from France, born and raised actually like in the south, but I was with my parents who was not at all in music industry. And I began my career when I was 8 with my uncle, who was an engineer, a sound engineer at that time in Paris.
Okay.
And I began to just like be interested by music at that time, but not really wanted to just be part of that industry because I was maybe too scared of that at that moment.
Right.
And then I just have a totally normal childhood, like a blonde girl, like 8 years old to 14 years old. Imagine that. Okay, like in a little city trying to do music. And then after that, I went to Paris just to do theater and music because I was kind of shy, which is really weird because now I'm not that shy anymore. Yeah, thank you, theater class. And yeah, I always wanted to move to like to another country. I didn't know which one was it actually. Like, I went to London a lot of time. I really like that city, like the country and the city London. But yeah, UK was really cool. I went for like, I don't know, maybe 6 months or a year in UK. Then I came back for my work in Paris, where I worked a lot in freelance with a lot of different musician, singer, and at that time I was like, okay, I might do something. So I decided just to be in a label at the first time, and then after that I quit the label, and then I did a duet, and 2 years ago we just break that duet because actually maybe we're not in the same page in, you know, in little things. Yeah. But it's always difficult to be in duet. And then after that I came to LA just to believe in myself and try again to be a singer by myself. So it's
myself. Why did you choose LA?
I choose LA because we can surf. It's really true. Actually, like, my parents want me to be in UK when I wanted to just quit my duet, because Universal Music at that time I was working with them told me that it might be interesting for me if I wanted to work with them in France and in London. Like, I wanted to go in London at that time, but I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And yeah, I was like, if I wanted to have a big change, at least I want to have fun. And I surf since 7 years right now. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I want to surf every day. And my mom
Where better than California?
Yeah. And like, my mom was like, what? No, like, this is not like that you can live your life. Like, it's not because you wanted to surf. Like, you have just to, you know, be a little bit more like less childish actually. And I was like, no, I want to try to just surf every morning. And so she was like, okay, but at least you have to work too in music industry. So I said, okay, I agree. So I decided just to figure it out where, and LA was a good compromise for me.
Oh, see, I love LA.
I love it.
Like I said to you yeah, before, I spent 6 months out in California, and I've always said since I've been back I would move there tomorrow if the opportunity arose and for like work and things like that, and if the stars aligned, I would move there tomorrow. Absolutely.
Come, baby, come. I'm here if you want.
There you go. I'll sleep on your sofa. There you go.
Okay, no worries. I have a big sofa in the house. Perfect.
Perfect. There we go.
Yeah, you can come whenever you want. Do you surf or not at all?
No, I don't really surf.
Okay.
That's the thing.
I will teach you. Perfect. Have the sofa. I will teach you.
There you go.
Surf.
Have a project. Happy days.
Yes. Perfect.
But I tell you what, yeah, thank you for taking me on the kind of whistle stop tour of your kind of upbringing. That was really interesting, that, in terms of starting in France and then slowly working your way out of France. Really, really interesting.
It's just that I love to meet people, and I wanted to just, you know, don't be in my comfort zone all the time. Like, I love adventure, and I really love how people can make you grow in your life. So like,
100%, yeah.
I just don't want to stay in my little country, and I was that, you know, like, country girl, if we can that. And yeah, I prefer just to be adventurous and just try new things. So
absolutely, yeah. I'm a big advocate for getting out of your comfort zone. I'm really big on that in terms of with work and with kind of life, especially be it like, as I entered my 20s, the last few years have just really been big on getting out of my comfort zone and trying new things. One thing is, this podcast was a big thing of getting out of the comfort
zone. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And how does it feel like? to be out of your comfort
zone? Oh, it's amazing. I remember nerve-wracking to start with.
Yeah.
But then once you kind of go over that and you see, like, see the other side, it's just like, yeah, just brilliant.
See? I'm so 100%. Glad. That's super cool.
There we go. If anyone takes anything away from this episode, it's get out your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, it's scary. Like, if people hear us, that's normal, guys. It's scary as fuck. Sorry to say fuck, but this is true. Like, it's so scary as fuck.
There you go. Take it. Yeah, take the leap. That's it. Take the leap of faith. It will pay off.
Yeah, I totally agree.
There we go. Motivational speech ticked. Now, what we'll do is we'll go into the third artist. And the third one I've got on the list here is a great, great, great artist. Songs such as Heart of Glass, One Way or Another, The Tide is High. Number three on your list is Blondie.
I love Blondie. Oh my God. She has such an energy. Like, when I first hear her song, that was like, I think that was Call Me. I think something like that.
Yes, Call Me. Yeah, that's a great song.
I love, sorry, Call Me. So sorry for my accent, by the
sorry.
Way.
Sorry, it's my accent. Call Me. Yeah.
It's Call Me. Okay. So yeah, I love that girl. Actually, wow. What a woman, right? Like, she did so many great songs. Atomic, Maria, Call Me.
Yep.
Like, no, she's like really amazing. And actually, I love the style that she have, like, in terms of musicality, if that makes sense. It's really, really poppy, really energetic, really,
yeah,
really, like, you wanted to dance on her stuff, like,
and it's almost like a bit of an attitude to it.
Yeah, she got it. Like, she really have a really cool vibe, like, really. Yeah, I love it. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's kind of magical thing that she have, like, really feminine, but at the same time, really, really
happy.
Yeah,
like, quite powerful and really
powerful.
Like,
yeah.
100%. What would you say is your favorite Blondie song? Or if you couldn't pick one, what would you say maybe a top two, top three Blondie songs are?
Oh, okay. I'm going to say... Oh, that's so. Okay, I will say Call Me. I don't know why, but Call Me, it's a really good song. So, and Famous, so maybe people will understand why I love her.
Yeah.
And Sunday Girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday Girl, because they have French version. So I was totally in love about the French version.
Oh, yeah.
So just for that. But they're really good. Heart of Glass. Ooh, perfect song too. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I can't do a list for Blondie.
I tell you what, yeah, some really good songs Blondie's got. One question I did have, though. What from Blondie's... kind of in terms of maybe her performances or maybe how she is on tracks, what do you think is something you've taken away into your music?
How she just write the song and how the rhythm goes with everything at her time, but also at our time right now. Like, I really like that kind of chameleon girl, because like, if you hear it right now, you can still dance on it, and I really appreciate that. And every time that I wanted to do a new music, I refer to her tempo and the rhythm that she got. Because for me, she has a really good rhythm. She knows it. Like, how to make people feel what she wants us to feel. You know what I mean? Like, it's
really cool. Definitely.
It's really cool. So I would say the tempo and the rhythm.
Awesome. Yeah, Blondie's great. Great choice to have as a third one. But I'll tell you what, the fourth one I've got on my list is the one I'm not really familiar with at all. I'm interested to see kind of how this act means to you. Number four on the list is Ralph.
Yeah, her name is Ralph. I don't know if you know her. She's not, like, she's not really known. She's known, but she's not that known.
Okay.
She did a song called Something More. It was about a year ago when I just, like, you know, see what she does. And what I love about her is the, like, the work that she put and the energy that she put on every video clip and the color that she has on every music. It's kind of like of Anastasia mixed with Blondie with her own voice now for me.
Okay.
So, like, it's really interesting. It's different for sure, but not a lot. And I really like the fact that she's really... interesting. She has her own artist way and a vision too, so yeah, I wanted to make her in this list because it's a new one and I'm really interested about every artist, new, old one, unknown, known. That helps a lot to me for my music, so, like, yeah, one like in my list will be good. So I was like, okay, her. I pick her.
See, I think as well, it's important as well as an artist to have inspirations of the past and people you've probably grown up listening to and imitating and wanting to be like, in terms of, like, maybe singing, like you said, singing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac,
yeah,
over and over and over. But it's also important, I guess, as you're growing and developing, is to have artists that are around today are also in the same kind of lanes as you are, and
yeah,
taking inspiration from those who are doing really well.
She's doing great.
Yeah, in your kind of bubble almost, and it's sort of really important in, I guess, all aspects, is taking influence and inspiration from those around you as well, as much as those behind you.
Yeah, and actually the fact that I really, like, what I really liked about her too is that she is really a girl who is optimistic in a way. And I really like that about girls because, you know, I was working in Paris and actually Paris was not the most optimistic, like, city in the world, and with people really not really, like, smiling and everything. So I'm that kind of girl. I love that movement when people all just wanted to smile and just wanted to have fun and just wanted to be themselves, like, 100%.
Absolutely.
And so she is really like that too. So it's for that way that I really like. It's not just only her artistic thing. It's a little bit of everything. She's kind of, you know, like, I don't know how to say that in English, but, you know, like, she knows that she's a good, so she don't have to say all the time, like, oh my god, is it okay,
am I like good? The kind of confidence in herself and
the
belief in herself. Yes,
exactly. She has that confidence in herself when she's like, okay, I do good, I am good. And at the same time, she's like, okay, you can do it much better than me, so just go ahead. And I really like that. So
awesome.
What
songs would you recommend from Ralph for those listening?
Okay, for me, they have, like, two cool songs, or at least, like, really three cool songs, we can say. Like, Something More is one of the songs that I really liked.
Okay.
You have also Give Me, like, Gimme.
Gimme, okay. Yeah.
And for the visual, it will be Cold to Touch.
Cold to Touch?
Yeah.
Okay.
The video clip is amazing.
Awesome. I'll check them out myself as well. There's, like I said, Ralph is probably the artist of this list I was the least familiar with. But
okay.
I love finding new music. Like, in terms, for example, for example, like, finding yours. And now, from off of finding yours, chatting to you, now maybe find someone new in Ralph. And then after that, I'll probably try and find a few more, but definitely check it out, 100%.
Oh, cool. I'm happy. I'm glad for that. That's cool.
Right. This is the one I'm looking forward to, the fifth one. And this one is one of my friends who I've done an episode with before, who always seems to get a mention in my episodes. He did the first soundtrack to my life with my friend called Andy. he is the biggest fan of this artist.
Really?
And he is the biggest fan. Oh, the biggest fan I know of this artist. And we had a really good chat on the podcast about this artist before, and I'm really looking forward to having a chat with you about them. So, number five, drum roll please, is Michael Jackson.
Yeah! Clap, 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 clap. Michael. Who don't like Michael? I don't even know people who don't like Michael. Like, please, he's the king.
I'm so intrigued now to hear what Michael Jackson's songs for you are the ones you always go to and think, this is why I love Michael Jackson.
This is so hard. Okay, so I love like Thriller album.
Yep, absolutely.
All the Thriller album. I love Escape, to be honest, too.
Yes.
Really cool one. One song, you're so fast with me.
I'll let you pick as many as you want. I'll just some examples. I've got a list of examples as well.
Oh,
however many you want.
Okay. Beat It, Billie Jean's, Bad. They Don't Care About Us. My God, They Don't Care About Us. I love it. You Are Not Alone. I don't know. Black or White. So many, I don't know. Like, I could say everything, actually. I don't know.
See, I went on my list. I tried to pick ones that are not the mega, mega hits.
Okay.
So, like, I tried not to pick Billie Jean. I tried to go for ones that were just, like, for me, that mean a lot to me, that are just amazing songs. So, for the first one, for me, is Wanna Be Starting Something.
Ooh. Yeah.
The first track of Thriller.
Yeah.
Another one, Love Never Felt So Good.
Love this song. Super great song. When you chill.
Such a great song. And the next one is PYT.
Okay.
Off of right at the end of Thriller, Pretty Young Thing. And then the one for me, which I think, for me, it's a 10 out of 10 song in terms of a pop song, in terms of just the lyrics, in terms of how he bounces along the rhythm, the instrumental is amazing, the atmosphere it creates.
Okay.
You Rock My World.
Woo! So agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Oh, you that song. Anytime I hear it, I can't dance, but that song makes me want to know how to dance. It makes me want to move. And it just makes me so happy.
That's true. Actually, Michael has the power to just do that. In one song, you can be so happy. Not a lot of artists can be like that, right? But like he was.
Yeah.
He's one.
He's one of a kind in terms of how especially his performances, in terms of how he commands the stage, in terms of even how he commands a track. You hear his voice. It's like a voice like no one else's.
That's true.
And it's just like you're almost, like, I remember some songs you're almost just stuck, just you're like fixed on the song just for him.
True. Actually, like the song that I will love to hear when I'm in a bad mood and I really want it to be in a good mood is The Way You Make Me Feel. Like,
yes.
I love this song. Like, it's so, I don't know, it's not that bouncy. Like, yeah, it's bouncy, but like, it's not one of the most rhythmic, like, in Michael Jackson's song, if I can say, but like, it's so good and it makes me like hope. It's weird, right?
It's like it's quite like almost like it's got like the tempo of it's not quick, but it's not slow.
Exactly.
It's like a nice kind of middle tempo where you're kind of almost a bit like, I was like, move a little bit when I hear it, like, oh,
yeah,
this?
Exactly. It's like, ooh, oh my God, okay, cool. And the other one, I love You Rock My World too.
Yes.
You Rock
absolutely.
My World. I love to dance.
Ah.
That's so good.
Yeah, for me. And yeah, anytime I hear it, I could be in whatever, any mood. That song just makes me feel in such a good mood.
So true.
Ah.
I love him. So yeah, he's the king, right? Like, he inspires so many people, actually, like, for a lot of different reasons. And actually, it's not just only for pop music. In rap music, in every different genre of music.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like,
absolutely right.
For me, like, if I will never understand if somebody tell me like, oh my God, I'm not really interested by Michael Jackson. Like, how could you not be interested by that man? Actually, he's part of history in music industry. Like he works a lot for a different genre and help a lot to develop the music that we have now. So like,
definitely,
he's really, really an important person.
I think they'll never be anyone like him again as well.
No, and that's
he's
so
one
so
of a kind.
Sad.
Yeah, that's yeah. Honestly,
but
what
I
an
art,
what
hope.
An artist.
I still have hope. We never know. Like they have some really young people, like Billie Eilish and everything like that, who was really famous, who are now really famous, and we never know, right? But like,
yeah, this is your chance. This is your chance to fill the shoes.
Yeah, I will take his place. No. I can't. But yeah. I will. Never. We never know. No, I'm joking. But
there we go. That's the aim. Remember, get out of the comfort zone. Get into
Yeah. Go to take the Queen pop. Yeah. Actually, for you, who's the queen of pop music?
For me.
Yeah.
It's Whitney Houston.
Woo, I love her. So true.
I always after a few drinks. Another one, I can't sing either, but Whitney Houston comes on, I am front and center. I'm center stage. I'm all over it.
Yeah.
With Whitney Houston.
Who never sing Whitney Houston after three drinks and say, I will always love you to somebody that didn't even know, right?
Or just like, I'm every woman, even though I'm a man.
Exactly. Like, hi, I will always love you, baby. It's not even right notes, but it's okay.
Exactly. I'll just go for it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I have an excuse that I'm drunk. But
and everybody knows Whitney, so it's the second excuse.
There we go. But I tell you what, we've hit the end of the list. It's absolutely flown by.
Yeah, no.
Firstly, I just want to ask, how have you found it, your appearance on Not Another Podcast?
That was amazing. I feel so comfortable with you. Thank you so much for making this little podcast super nice for me. I was nervous, but now I really, 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 I'm sad to go. You are really, really, really nice and professional and really funny, guys. So I really appreciate to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Me too.
You can find Charlie on Spotify, Apple Music, all your streaming platforms. You can also find her on Instagram at Charlie Music Off. So that's CharlieMusicOff. From what I've seen, really great content. The music's really, really good. So definitely go and check it out. If you want to check out the podcast, it's at notanotherpodcast_. We are growing and growing, which has been fantastic to see. Interacted with some new people and new faces as well, which has been great. Really, really appreciate your support. But yeah, Charlie, thank you so much.
Thanks to you. That was amazing. I really have fun with you. That was super.
Super.
Cool.
And to everybody else, I'll catch you later.
Yay!